Today in Science from Wired.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and
conditions. 18 plus. Inside the race to crush Paris's bedbug crisis. Humans are teaming up with dogs to eliminate the blood-sucking pests, but there's no overarching strategy, just eye-watering costs. By Anne Posargs. A cute little beagle with big smiley eyes. How could you not fall in love with Watson? But the residents of his Parisian building were terrified when they saw him enter. Watson is not like any other dog. He's trained to detect the tiny insects that have been all over the front pages of French newspapers for the past few weeks. Bedbugs. This fall, fear has become paranoia. Pictures of bedbugs in cinemas, metros, and trains have saturated social media. I've been getting so many calls from worried people lately, says Watson's owner, Charlotte Ducompte, founder of the company Watson Detect. For years now, she and Watson have been going through the city and its suburbs to detect bedbugs in private apartments and company offices. These past few weeks, she's been inundated with calls from people who wanted to have their apartment checked just in case. This is a bedbug panic in Paris right now, she says. Bedbug numbers in France have surged in 2023. There's been a 65% increase in pest control visits for the insects across the country this year compared to last, says France's Union Chamber of Insect Control. This is partly due to the weather. According to Jean-Michel Beringer, an entomologist who co-founded the National Institute for the Study and Fight Against Bedbugs in 2018, heat accelerates a bedbug's life cycle, and September and October have been particularly hot in Paris. Average temperatures have been 4.5 degrees Celsius above normal. When the temperature inside your house is 25 to 26 degrees Celsius or 77 to 78.8 degrees Fahrenheit, it takes only 5 days for the bedbugs to hatch. In normal conditions, when the temperature is around 20 degrees Celsius, it takes 10 days, he explains. But the current plague of bedbugs is also part of a general rise in their numbers in recent years, says Beringer. The modern world, filled with people constantly on the move, easily allows the insects to spread. Ducompte says numbers have been increasing in Paris since 2002 and attributes this to more visitors to the city, driven by cheap flights and the convenience of Airbnb. People move a lot more than before, and thus they are more likely to be infested, she says. When Watson moves through my apartment, he doesn't stop anywhere, lucky me. Pausing is his way of showing his owner that he can smell bedbugs, which in the early stages of an infestation can be hard to detect. The insects are quite shy, often hiding inside furniture frames or under floorboards during the day and coming out to feast at night. With few effective tools for detecting small numbers of bedbugs, dog-based services have become increasingly popular in the city, even if the limited research on them suggests their accuracy can be patchy. And even if a dog can sniff the insects out, it can't get rid of them. This has to be done by humans. Parisian pest control companies are doing a healthy trade, too. For Hygiene Premium, which specializes in insect and rat control, traditionally about 40% to 50% of people calling them have trouble with bedbugs. Now that's 8 people out of 10, says Sasha Krief, an associate manager. Overall, his company has seen a 30% increase in the number of bedbug treatment cases. According to ANS, France's National Health Security Agency, the average cost to get rid of bedbugs is €890, or $937, and the price is often even higher in Paris. It can go up to 1,000, 2,000, even 3,000 euros. Not many people can get this out of their bank accounts overnight, says Antoine Demierre, an advisor to Paris's first deputy in charge of urban planning. Given the large amounts of money involved, a national registry of certified companies is in the works to prevent unscrupulous actors from scamming clients. 40 cases of bedbug-related fraud have been reported to France's Directorate for Consumer Affairs over the past few months. For social tenants, there's protection against these high prices thanks to a 2020 agreement signed between the town hall and social housing groups. Each household pays an additional €4 per year on their rent, and in cases of a bedbug infestation, the city will take care of it for free. "Our top priority is to protect lower-income Parisians," explains Demierre. "We don't help the poorer populations because they're more likely to get bedbugs, but because they're less likely to be able to pay thousands of euros to have their home disinfected." However, it can take up to several weeks before the social housing groups hire private pest control companies to take care of the problem. "Way too long to contain the crisis," says Ducompte. These companies have traditionally used chemicals to get rid of bedbugs, but they are using them less and less, says Berenger. "The European Union now prohibits the use of some, and people are less and less eager to have chemical products all over their house. Plus, bedbugs are getting resistant," he says. "They won't die, they'll just move on to another apartment, especially when the protocol is not professionally executed." "When you use chemicals, the house or the hotel room must be emptied for 2 or 3 weeks," says Berenger. "But one morning can be enough to treat an entire school with dog detection and a mix of the mechanical solutions. The entomologist has already treated schools in this manner in Marseille." Demierre confirms that schools have also been disinfected with mechanical solutions in Paris. Yet public awareness brings a new problem: misinformation. "Everybody now thinks they know everything about bedbugs," says Krief. "But people tend to forget that pest control is a real job. You can't get rid of bedbugs with chamomile oil." The national government's response to the problem this autumn has been slow, something that Demarais of the Parisian government ascribes to the French administration millefeuille. To him, the little layered cake is a good illustration of French bureaucracy, with the different parts of the system not joined up and working together. "As of now, there are no national rules or regulations on bedbugs. This makes it difficult to establish efficient ways to contain the pests, but there are more proposals on the table. For instance, in France, it's mandatory for homeowners and tenants to have home insurance. Paris officials are pushing for the addition of a bedbug clause in this insurance, but without increasing premiums too much. The idea would be to add a few euros a year to the mandatory insurance," says Demarais. "We all have to be insured against fire, even though, luckily, very few people will have a fire in their home. Why couldn't it be the same with bedbugs?" This might not stop the insects from spreading, but it would at least help people avoid getting hit with huge bills. The availability of insurance might also convince people to treat infestations as a priority, which could lower the rate at which the bugs spread. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.